1490 WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. WGCH Newsletter time is 8:22. Third Thursday of the month means it's time for our Greenwich Real Estate Report. The Executive Vice President of the Greenwich Association of Realtors, Stacy Lowe, is out today. We're still joined by 2023 President Brian Tunney, and joining us for an encore, past President, not Vice President, BK Bates. Good morning, BK. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
All right, let me get, is that your microphone? We'll get the right microphones up here for you. Is that, you okay, BK?
I think so.
There we go. Okay. All right, I guess Brian's going to fill Stacy's shoes this morning and give us all the numbers. Brian, go right ahead.
Yes, sir. Okay, there were 166 single family closings over the third quarter. The number of single family closings decreased compared to quarter 2022 when there were 204 closings. There were 166 closings this past quarter. The median sales price for the single family homes increased to $2,502,500 from quarter three in 2022, which was $2,411,250. The average days on market for residential homes is 88 days, which was an increase from 60 days in the third quarter of 2022. There were 44 condo co-op residentials closing reporting this time, which was a decrease of one from 45 in 2022. The median sales price for condos, though, increased to $904,500 from the median sales price of 2022, which was $849,000. The average days on market was 55, which was an increase of 44 days from third quarter 2022. Currently, there are 49 single-family homes pended and 15 condos. In terms of median sales, single-family homes in Greenwich saw a 54% increase through September 23, ending in the month at $3,250,000 as compared to both the month and prior year sales of $2,001,000. Condo and co-op median sales also saw an increase of 4%, finishing the month at $914,000. As to both the month and prior year, the median price was $875,000.
All right, now, so we, go ahead. Keep going, Brian. Go ahead.
Now, so what we've seen is a decrease in sales, but an increase in sales prices.
So the figure of 43 from September down from 56. BK, begs the question, what's going on here? Prices are up, sales are down, right? What's going on?
Low inventory.
That's, you sound like Brian.
We're doing this every day.
Yeah. So definitely there are buyers out there. They're a little more specific on what they're looking for. And so waiting for the right product to come along. Mm-hmm. And in a low inventory environment, it takes it a little longer to find that right one.
Now, there's talk on the national front that because of high interest rates for mortgages, people are kind of holding on to what they have because they don't want to sell and try to buy a home at a high rate. Is that happening here in Greenwich as well?
I'd say that is definitely happening. Unless you really are motivated to sell or you have a good reason to sell, you're not. You might be waiting for the right house also, but you're not just throwing your house on the market.
Mm-hmm. And people aren't flying into Connecticut and Greenwich in particular as they were a couple of years ago during the pandemic, right?
Yeah, we had such an influx. It was amazing. So I'd say there are fewer lookers, but they're still out there. There's still full market of buyers looking for the right house.
Mm-hmm. And Brian, is it still the case if it's priced right, it's going to go?
Yes, it will. I mean, because we'll see that there are houses that have been in the market for quite a while, you know, also depending on the price. I mean, the higher priced homes are taking longer, which is always the case. The lower priced homes are going very fast, though there is still an incredible amount of demand for our homes. Not like it was 2 years ago, but not too much off of it. There are a lot of people still looking for homes that haven't been able to buy over the last 2 years.
I'll ask to throw it out to both of you. What areas of town are the hottest and what's not?
Brian?
No, Brian? Go ahead, Brian.
Brian, okay. Well, the hottest markets right now are still Old Greenwich and Riverside and Cost Cobb, because all the inventory, because clearly smaller communities and the homes available, the inventory there is at many, many years lows. I don't think we've seen this low inventory in Riverside, Old Greenwich, and Koskov since I've been in the business. Would you agree, BK?
Yes. In Old Greenwich, there were only 2 new listings in September. That's
really
pretty amazingly low.
Wow. Wow.
Koskov had 4, Greenwich had 51, and Riverside had 8.
Mm-hmm. Now, does it seem as if, I'm looking at numbers, I don't know if I can get any conclusions from this, that people are saying, okay, they're not going to the condo market, though, are they, rather than a home?
No, there's definitely a condo market. Downtown Greenwich is still very popular. That's where most of our condos are. And definitely there's a condo market. We have obviously many fewer co-ops. There is people also looking at co-ops. So there's still a very healthy buyer pool of people out there.
Mm-hmm. And Brian, I'll get you one as we close out here. If interest rates come down, do you expect a big influx of sales? Because you said there's a lot of pent up demand. Is that right?
Yes, but I'm not sure interest rates are going to be coming down. Though there is still a demand, and when you look at the 50-year average of interest rates, it's just below 8%. So we're right at the average. Mm-hmm. So people are just going to have to get used to the new normal, I believe.
When we bought our house in 1970, we paid 8%.
It's all relative, though. It's all what you're used to.
Correct.
You know, people are used to 3%, right? 3.5 or whatever. And now it's almost, what was it, 8? Almost 8% now?
Yeah, I think 30-year fixed just hit 8.
Yeah, because it used to be, 20%, I think, in the 60s or something like that, right? So it's
in the late 70s, early 80s.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's all what you're ready for, all what you're used to. All right, Brian.
Exactly.
Good to talk to you, Brian. Thanks very much. And BK,
likewise.
Thanks.
Thank
BK,
you very much.
Thank you. And Tony, thank you.
And Brian, BK brought coffee. She came in. So there. A little incentive for you guys. Thanks a lot. Appreciate your time. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's our Greenwich Real Estate Report, third Thursday of each month.